The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
There's a new era in Twins baseball, and this is the show that keeps you in tune with the team's fresh approach. It's Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, featuring insight on the new direction, interviews with your favorite players, and more. Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins is presented by Discover St. Louis Park. Stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. Now, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of, Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. And it's kind of weird because we always talk about it as a hot stove show, but you can douse the stove flames because we actually have baseball now as of today. First workouts today in Fort Myers. It's balmy here in the Twin Cities and around Twins territory as well. And we've got a great show for you. Kyle Gibson's going to join us here in a matter of seconds. We're also going to hear from Julie Vavrushka about the promotions calendar for the upcoming year. And Nick Gordon, a young shortstop, will be joining us as well. We start, though, with Kyle Gibson, who is just finishing up his first official workout of 2017. And Kyle, first and foremost, thanks for joining us. And before we get to baseball, the birth of a new season is one thing. The birth of a new family member is a much more important thing. A lot of folks missed you at Twins Fest, but you had some other things going on, namely the birth of your son. The whole family's doing well. Tell us what's going on in your house.
Yeah, everybody's doing good. Our house is growing, so that's always good. Blessed to have a little boy, Mills, and it was tough to miss Twins Fest, but just the timing of it all, he was born December 29th, and my wife had a C-section, so she wasn't even able to lift our almost 3-year-old daughter. So with that timing being as it was, I just kind of had to make a tough decision, but an easy decision, if you know what I mean. I just had to stay around the house and try to be as helpful as possible, because once spring training and season hits, half the time I'm not at the house. So anytime I can be around and help, I try to do that.
Now, how's Hayden in the sibling department? Is she excited about having a little brother?
She is so pumped about being a big sister. It has gone just about as good as we can imagine. I was helping my wife cook the other night, and I was chopping peppers, and she would walk away as she was watching me. She'd be like, "Daddy, I'm going to go give Mills a kiss, and I'll be right back." And she did that probably every 2 minutes. So she's had a lot of fun with it.
So you got two kids under four. You got a dog. You got baseball season starting. Other than that, you guys really are kind of probably bored.
It's been pretty quiet, other than that.
Let's talk about the start of things, because the report date was yesterday, and I know that's a day that on the baseball calendar gets kind of romanticized a lot. You know, people count down to pitchers and catchers reporting. What is that first day actually like, though? Because I would think day one in this day and age, when you're working out at the complex yourself already and guys come in shape, day one is a lot of logistic stuff. Is it a lot of catching up with new faces, old faces? What is day one actually like?
Yeah, I mean, day one, report date is really, just make sure you're in town. And like you said, it's kind of blown up a little bit. But the first day of workouts is really where it kind of gets going. That's where you start getting in, like you said, the logistics, and you start talking about bunt defenses. You start talking about pickoff plays. You start talking about all this. And, I don't know how many new guys we have in the locker room, but, whether it's a guy from a different organization or a guy from, coming up from Double A and Triple A, getting his first big league camp. Everybody's got to be on the same page when you get on that diamond. And for us, it's, learning this kind of stuff and getting a head start, because then we'll go over it again, in 5 or 6 days when all the position players are here. So, but it is definitely a lot of logistics. But it's also seeing some faces that you haven't seen in a while. And, more than likely you've been talking with them through the off season, but, it's always good to see them and get a handshake in and get those relationships and teammate friendships going back again.
Kyle Gibson is our guest following the first workout officially of 2017. Deep Cuts brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. And Kyle, you mentioned some new faces. You'll have a couple new battery mates. Chris Jimenez has been a very well-respected veteran for a long time. Same holds true of Jason Castro. Guys, we've seen in other dugouts, you've got some new members of the pitching staff as well. Guys like Ryan Vogelsong, Nick Teppish, a guy you played with in college. I think people are under the assumption that all baseball players know each other, because you play against each other and it's kind of a small world. But whether it's guys from other teams or guys coming up from the minor leagues, is that true or is that assumption false? Is it, "Hi, my name is," at a certain point in a clubhouse early in spring?
That's how it goes a lot, honestly. I had it probably maybe 5 or 10 times today, like whether it's guys that are in, my PFP group or whatever. But I think sometimes it seems like we all know each other, because it's really easy to relate to each other. So when Vogelsong comes in, he's in my group for spring training for the PFP stuff. So, you know, as soon as you introduce yourself in any type of conversation, you end up having something in common because of just going through this lifestyle for as long as you have, and you end up with a lot of common threads, whether it's teammates or, you know, roads traveling and stuff like that. So, I think that's why sometimes, you know, having a cohesive locker room is somewhat easy, when it comes to the background information, because, everybody has so much in common in those regards.
Well, what about the actual workouts on day one? How strenuous, obviously in particular with pitchers, you have to be very careful and, judicious in what you're doing in terms of, opening up the gates and letting it fly. But what types of things do you guys do here in the first couple of days physically?
You know, what's the most unique thing about spring training is just the cooling down and warming up. And it's nothing against the Twins or anybody. There's really nothing you can do about it. Because, you know, I think in our PFP group, we had, you know, 15 guys maybe. We don't have enough coaches to have 10 different groups and only have 6 guys in a group. So you can't avoid going through and covering first base and standing around for 3 or 4 minutes, and then covering first base again and standing around for another 3 or 4 minutes while everybody else goes. So, and then as you rotate stations, you know, like we threw bullpen second today. So I played catch. I go and do part of my PFP for 15, 20 minutes, and then I play catch again to get ready for a bullpen. So those are just things that are very unique to spring training. And you really, I mean, you could prepare yourself for it in the off season, but nobody really does, you know, to include that. And then, you know, this sounds probably a little bit, you know, surface, but standing around, you know, it's different as you are, you know, it's part of the cooling down process, and your body has to kind of get used to it. After a week or so, you get used to, you know, starting and stopping, starting and stopping. But it's just a little different, you know, strain on you, because in the off season you're going, you know, you work out for 2 or 3 hours and then you go home. You don't really work out for 5 minutes stop. Workout for 5 minutes stop. So it's a little different.
You got to get ready to stand around. You'll be standing around for the next 7 months in the dugout. You'll be standing around in the outfield, shagging all of those things. Hey, Derek Falvey, Thad Levine, obviously new guys at the head of baseball ops, bright guys, engaging guys, involved guys. You've had a chance, I would think, finally to kind of see those guys in person. You're a very inquisitive guy. You embrace discussion and the new ideas, and you like to parse through them and talk about them. Has that been something you've had a chance to do with those guys? Is that something that you're looking forward to seeing what they bring to the table?
I mean, it's definitely something I've done this offseason a lot when you talk about going through new ideas. And, you know, I've had the shoulder issue last year and then, you know, some lower back stuff the last couple of years. And, you know, that's one of the first things I did when I started throwing was, you know, trying to find a little different way of doing things. So I've got a little different throwing program and, you know, trying to modify mechanics a little bit to take some stress off my lower back and take some stress off my shoulder, which is something that, you know, Falvey knows a lot about. The first time I met him, I was doing some of my throwing stuff, and he's like, oh, you got this stuff from Randy Sullivan in Plant City. I was like, yeah, how'd you know? And but it's something that, you know, he's very in tune to. And another thing that we're doing this year that I think is really awesome is Falvey and Levine and Molly are bringing everybody in his office one morning, and you're going to take 15 minutes and just kind of discuss where and how they see you kind of attacking the season. So it's going to be a good opportunity for them to not only meet everybody, but, you know, get an idea of their personality and, you know, let them give you some information on what they see you doing this year and how you're going to go about it and maybe give you some ideas on how to get better. So whenever you have discussions like that, everybody can get better, and that's the ultimate goal.
That's good stuff, Kyle. I hope they let you sit down so you don't have to do more standing around while you're in the office.
I know that sounds bad, but it's just different, man. I know. Maybe all the fans know because they stand and watch our games, but it's a little different for us, I guess. So that probably sounds bad, but that's spring training for you.
Well, you won't be standing around holding a baby. You'll be doing that when you get home after the workout, so you have to
that's
be ready
exactly
for it.
That's exactly right.
Kyle Gibson is our guest. We're going to hear more from Kyle a little bit later when he takes 3 cuts with us. He had an all-star edition of 3 cuts last year when he named his all-time Kentucky Wildcats starting 5. We're not going to revisit that one and Jamal Mashburn, but we will cover some other topics right now. We'll take a break. We'll come back and introduce you to Nick Gordon when we return. It's Deep Cuts on your home for Twins baseball.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. First day of full workouts down at Fort Myers. Balmy temperatures across the upper Midwest. Everybody in the mood for baseball. We are Facebook Living right now. If you're tuning in that way, we appreciate it. We also appreciate if you're streaming online or, of course, all across our fine network of affiliates across the upper Midwest. And Deep Cuts is brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. Well, I had a chance to discover more about former first-round pick and prospect Nick Gordon over the course of Twins Fest. Here's my conversation with the Twins' rising star of a shortstop.
Nick, you've become a very popular guy this year at Twins Fest because you have had a remarkable last year. Not only the Arizona Fall League, but the full season that you had. How do you feel about what's transpired in the last year, and how excited are you to keep it going?
Very excited. You know I work hard and in the off season. I get after it a lot, you know, so that during the season, things like that can happen. You know, it's all about, for me, getting stronger, staying healthy, things of that sort, you know, and last year I was able to do that and prepare myself for the season and the off season. So I feel like I've had a strong off season as well this year, so I'm looking forward to it.
What was Arizona like for you? What was that experience? Now, you're a guy who grew up in the game, so I don't think you're ever going to be wowed by any environment or anything. I think that's a great advantage for you. But in terms of just being able to go out and compete with the best every single day, what was that like for you?
It was fun. It was one of the best times I've had in a while. You know, playing around a lot of guys who are older, you know, and a lot of guys who really know the game and starting to learn the game a lot. You know, it's definitely fun to sit and to watch and to be able to take things away from guys' games who, you know, some of the best minor league players in the game, you know, and definitely are ready for the big leagues. So to be able to play with them and be on the same field with them, it was definitely a blessing for me, and I had a blast.
What's funny about the Fall League to me is the social ties as well, because guys who play in the Fall League, you'll hear them say a decade later, oh, we played together in the Fall League. There seems to be a bond among guys who play out there. What makes that such a unique experience? Is it because it's such a short amount of time and you're really compact in there?
To be honest, as soon as we got there, it was just like all of us were like we knew each other for a while. You know, we never left anybody out. You know, everybody picked everybody up and things like that. You'd think we were playing together forever. You know, and just a lot of the guys out there, they're all, you know, we're all there for the same thing, the same reasons. You know, we all want to play in the big leagues, be all stars in the big leagues, you know, and things like that. So we're all there to work. You know, and our coaching staff was great. You know, they did a great job of loosening us up and having fun with us as well. So I mean, it was so much fun. To where, you know, everybody just jelled well. So,
you know, because of your bloodlines, people think, oh, he's D's brother. He must be crazy fast. That must be all he does is just run like the wind. And we know you're not throwing curveballs like your old man from shortstop, but you're a very different player. And each of you in the family are a very different player. And sometimes I think people who haven't seen you play maybe don't understand that. How would you scout yourself?
Yeah, I definitely say I'm a different player than my dad and my brother. You know, but I feel I can run well. You know, maybe not as well as my brother, but I definitely can run well. And now I may have a little more pop than my brother does. So, you know, just different game, different aspects of our game, you know, help us out in each way. You know, my brother definitely, he's a blazer. He's a guy who can run with the best of them. You know, but I feel like I'm definitely a guy who can hit with the best of them. So I feel like, you know, I'll hit balls to all parts of the field. You know, that's definitely a strength of mine. And, you know, just being in the right place defensively, my instincts and things of that sort, you know, being able to throw a guy out in the hole or wherever I need to go, you know, I definitely feel that's a big part of my game. So.
When you talk to people who scout you and who've evaluated you, it's your ability to put the barrel on any type of pitch in any type of count. Have you always had that swing? Are you a guy who always tinkers with your swing, or are you a guy who stays pretty steady in terms of stance and swing plane?
You know, I'm always willing to try new things, you know, because definitely I feel like there's something to learn every day. So I know what I can go back to. If things aren't working, I know what made me good and where I started at. So I always go back to that and be able to build off of that. So, you know, definitely my dad taught me that a lot. You know, he's always taught me, you know, when things feel comfortable, try something else. You know, and sometimes you got to get outside of your comfort zone and things of that sort. So it's definitely helped me a lot. And I'm more of a guy who, you know, I keep the same swing, but my hands may be a different place at one time, and my hand may be up, they may be down. I might do a leg kick, no leg kick. It just kind of depends on the pitcher and the place and things like that. So.
Well, your dad's a smart guy, because I want to build off of what you just said. Get out of your, if you feel good, get out of your comfort zone. Now, that's completely the antithesis of what most people do. Most of the time, any field of life, you feel good, you keep doing it. But I would think when you talk about the adjustment from being a high school kid or a college kid to the minor leagues, to the major leagues, the ability to force yourself out of a comfort zone is going to help these transitions at every single level, because it's not going to be new. Because this game, whether you want to or not, will force you out of your comfort zone.
Definitely, because you're definitely going to get in those times where you feel like you can't hit a baseball, other times you feel like you can't throw a baseball, you know, and that's where that helps, you know, and being able to know what you can go to and different things that you can try and things that you can make an adjustment to get yourself out of times like that. So I definitely feel stopping it before it happens is a big thing.
you know, minor league systems are funny because groups of players end up playing together, either for a half season and then maybe the next, some move up, some move in, and you almost get these pods of players that work their way up. And we're seeing one now in the major leagues of guys who came all the way up together. Is an event like this good because you kind of start to cross over a little bit with a guy maybe you missed by a year or a guy that's coming up behind you, give you a chance to hang out with Byron and with Jorge or Max or guys who are just a little bit ahead of you on the ladder?
Definitely. You know, and a lot of the guys who are already in the big leagues, you know, a lot of veterans, you get to see them here and to see them interact with the fans, and, you know, you learn things like that as well. So, seeing guys like Buck, you know, I've been able to be close with Buck whenever I got drafted. You know, he was in Fort Myers when I was there. So he kind of just was a guy who always came up to me talking, you know, and made me feel comfortable. So we actually ended up being pretty close, and Buck's a real good friend of mine. So
great stuff from Nick Gordon. Do stick around. Much more still to come on Deep Cuts. We're talking promotional calendar with Julie Vavushka. When we return, we'll also get three cuts from Kyle Gibson, all still ahead on the home Twins. We're listening to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins on 96.3, the alternative channel, your home in baseball. Welcome back to a very family-friendly edition of Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Julie Vavrushka, always good to have her in studio. And it's family night, probably past Evelyn's bedtime. How old's Evelyn now?
Evelyn's going to be 4 months on the 20th.
4 months. So she is in studio here with us in a welcome edition, as I think we're going to get a little Hayden Gibson is probably going to join us on the program today as well. Hey, baseball and family, they go hand in hand. We're here, Julie, of course, to talk about promotions calendar, to talk about theme nights. Now, this isn't all super official until what? Next week's a big unveiling, right?
Correct. We're going to unveil the promotions calendar on February 20th. So be sure to watch for that all over social media and in some of our news releases.
Yeah, and you guys get hammered with people calling, when's it coming out? When are the bobbleheads? What's it? You get those calls constantly through the winter, don't
you? Yep, the phones are already ringing.
All right, well, that's a good thing. So that's going to happen on the 20th. And then the full theme night list, that's going to come out a little bit later.
Yep, that's going to come out on March 7th this year.
But if you are a local college student, pretty good chance that you got a chance to get another hat with your school's color, right?
Yes, we are going to bring back what I call the top five. So we'll do the University of Minnesota. We will do UND, okay, as well as NDSU, St. Ben, St. John's, and University of St. Thomas.
Yeah, Evelyn's excited. She was excited waiting for you to get down to St. Ben's there. See,
yeah.
She was waiting to get to the alma mater. That's
yeah.
She was upset. Everyone wants to know. I know bobbleheads are the biggest question you get. Mm-hmm. And let's just kind of start there, I guess. Is there is there going to be some cool stuff unveiled as far as bobblehead and people who fancy bobbleheads are concerned?
So as far as bobbleheads go, for both the promotional giveaways and theme nights, you can look to approximately 4 to 6 bobbles this year. And one bobble that we're going to do as a giveaway, which we've never done before, is a TC Bear bobblehead. And that'll be given away in early August as part of a TC Summer Bash.
And it's never happened before, but TC's going to have a whole bash this August.
He is. We're going to bring in some mascots from around town and then hopefully some mascots from Major League Baseball to celebrate this day and play a mascot softball game.
There will be a lot of people who want to get their paws on a TC bobblehead. And, of course, this summer an 87 reunion, which means pulled hamstrings, lots of stories, and lots of activities, too, for fans.
Yeah, we'll bring back the 87 guys for a reunion this summer in the middle of July. It looks like July 22nd and the 23rd will be our celebration of the 87 reunion.
Now, one of the things that you guys have brought in the last couple of years, Julie Vavrushka is with us talking promotions calendar, is the opening day hooded sweatshirt. We went blue, we went red. You see them all over town. This year, a little tweak. Now, you're not doing what I suggested and what Evelyn is modeling, which is footy pajamas on opening day, though I think you should consider it. But what have we got in store for folks who are here opening day?
Well, since we're shooting for 65 and sunny on April 3rd, we're going to do a Twins long sleeve hooded tee. We'll be doing a navy t-shirt, and it's a little bit lighter weight. It's really nice. There's a bunch of teams that are doing it this year, and we just wanted to mix it up and provide something new and fresh. And all signs point to everyone's loving it.
All right. That's outstanding. That's coming up on opening. That, of course, will be on April the 3rd. One thing caught my eye. Rocket Raccoon's name showed up on the promotions list. Can you explain about Rocket Raccoon?
Rocket Raccoon is from the Guardians of the Galaxy,
okay,
which is a Marvel movie,
right,
coming out. So we are going to be giving away a Rocket Raccoon bobblehead on May 6th, which is also going to be a superhero day at the ballpark. And last I heard, there will be 3 superhero characters roaming the ballpark.
Really?
That day. Yes.
Sounds good. Evelyn, you did great. Oh, she's smiling and everything. Fantastic. Julie and Evelyn in here to talk about Twins promotions. We'll see if we can get more family involvement with Kyle Gibson when we circle back down to Southwest Florida here on Deep Cuts. Coming up right after this on your home for Twins baseball. Welcome back. Our thanks to Nick Gordon for joining us today. Julie Vavrushka as well with our promotion schedule. You'll be sure to want to check that out online. And, of course, Kyle Gibson. And we'll circle back now with Kyle Gibson one more time as Gibby digs in to take three cuts. Despite, I think you had your hit streak snapped last year, right? Didn't you? You had a nice little season hit streak snapped last year.
Yes, I did, yes. Yeah. I was on a two-year hitting streak, and that got snapped.
Yeah, well, we're always ready to start a new one, I guess. let's start with a spring training-related topic, Kyle, and it's the World Baseball Classic, which is the reason spring training has a little bit different shape, and many of your teammates, including several pitchers, will be part of that. Hector Santiago, Jose Barrios are going to pitch for Puerto Rico. Just to throw it out there, because the timing is so odd, and every player is at a different stage in their career with their respective club. If Team USA, if the Red, White, and Blue calls Kyle Gibson, what's your response if they called you and said, we want you to play?
You know what? I've had one chance to do it when I was in college, to play for the collegiate national team, and it was a really, really cool feeling. And you know, as long as I was in a point in my career where I was able to do it and the club that I was playing for, the Twins, said, hey, go for it, then I think I'd have to say yes.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty unique and remarkable experience. And the folks who do it, you never hear somebody say, yeah, I'm really bummed I did it. Moving along, we mentioned Nick Teppish. You guys have played together. What can you tell Twins fans about Nick Teppish, and do you have any Gibby Teppish stories from Columbia that the statute of limitations has run out on?
Let's see. Tep is he's your standard Midwestern guy, man. He's a great guy, treats people the right way, works really, really hard, and he can pitch a little bit. So we had a lot of fun for 2 years there at Missouri. My junior year, he was the Saturday guy, I was the Friday guy, and it was really cool just kind of getting to talk a little bit of baseball with him, and I've kept up with him. So I saw him when he was with the Rangers and talked to him a little bit there, I texted him right away as soon as I found out online. So I'm going to have to go back and think about any Columbia stories to see if maybe we can circle back another day if one comes to mind.
Yeah, we went from having like four Kentucky guys to having two Missouri guys. So I think the tide is swinging.
Actually, we have four Missouri guys in the organization right now. So we are the new Kentucky.
You're the new Kentucky. Laudner's smiling right now. He's like, that's right. We're the new Kentucky. Final question for you. You, not being able to be here at Twins Fest as you were welcoming Mills to the world, did not have the chance to go through and answer all the silly questions that your teammates had to answer. And Ryan O'Rourke has apparently set the gold standard for answers in this department. But if you had three things you could take with you and you're stranded on a desert island, and one of them's not a boat or a helicopter, what three things would you take with you?
These are things, not people.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can't bring people.
Three things.
Yeah.
Something to play a little bit of music.
Okay.
And probably some sort of football or baseball so that you can actually do something.
Okay.
And then if I'm on an island, I probably need like a fishing pole or something. So fishing pole so that I can actually eat.
Ah, very nice. Was that Mills making his radio debut, by the way?
That was Hayden.
That was
right
Hayden?
There.
All right. Yep. Well, she's
Hayden
a radio veteran.
Her radio debut,
yeah.
Yes.
She's a radio veteran.
She sits at Twins Fest stage all the time and really does most of the interviews for me.
She does tear down the house. Well, you've got a full house. We're going to let you get to it. Kyle, it's great to have the season underway. It's great to have a new member of the Gibson family. We can't wait to see all the Gibsons up here in Minnesota before too long.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Atterbury.
All right. That's Kyle Gibson. This has been Deep Cuts. Join us again. We'll be a week into spring training next week when we do this one more time all across the network on Facebook Live and, of course, streaming online as well. It's Deep Cuts on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, presented by Discover St. Louis Park. Stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.